Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klalam and Aleph Simen Yerches. So the Chayyadim continues with Tam Zeb Imneah Machloikis. Because of this, that we Chazal put the Kana of having the Kohen go first in place because of the issue of Machloikis. The Chet Haminig Aposhut. It's the standard minig, the accepted, obvious minig. Shefil Kohen Amor. It's Kedem Likris Tifnei Chacham Gadol Yisrael. So the Kohen Amoritz will go before a Tremendous Talmid Chacham. If you any of the Likris Klal, Eimad Atikim Bekach. So the reason why the Chayyadim is pointing out this second line, nowadays we give aliyahs to people who can't read. We should argue that to give an aliyah to a person who can't read, who's a Kohen, who's an Amoritz, to the extent they can't read in front of a Chacham Gadol, maybe that's improper, because he has a responsibility to read. See, even though we use Shemei Kohenah, but the Iker Chiyuv is on the Oila, and if the Oila can't read, we should be absolved from our Chiyuv to mechabit him. So that is actually the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. In a case where the Oila can't read, the Kohen Amoritz cannot read, we are not makdim him in front of the Talmid Chacham. But the Rambam says that nowadays that the Baal Kari reads for the Oila instead of the Oila reading himself. So we still put the Kohen in front of the Talmid Chacham, even if the Oila does not know how to read. Okay, now the next line, I'm not sure it's in all versions of the Chayyadim. V'avagav shamar rizal. So he asks the question. There is a Gemara which says, Kol tam hachochem shemakdim lo'koyen am oritz. If a person who is a tam hachochem, who is not a koyen, allows a kohen am oritz to precede him, shemavaza ha'torah, that not only is it not mechuyev to be makdim the kohen, it is actually a bizoyan of Torah, that this person who has the tremendous miles of Torah, of knowledge of Torah, is putting an amoritz in front of him. So people will say that for all the learning of the Torah, look what he gets. He gets stuck behind this amoritz. So there's an element of bizoyan to the Torah for that. And the Mark quotes a pasuk called Masniyai Ovumovis. All those who make the Torah, who hate a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which means they make the Torah not to be, the Torah is no longer going to be respected, because this person who knows this Torah, and still he ends up going in front after the Zamoritz, they deserve death. So the Mark does not sound very, talk very favorably about being mocked in a Kayan, a Talmid Chacham allowing a Kayan Amoritz to go ahead of him. So Zakta Chayyadim, Hadu b'yameim. Aba b'zmanenu kima shechein haminig ein kan bizui. In the world where there were times where people went before the Kohen, and the Talmid Chacham allowed the Kohen to go first, so people are saying, what's going on over here? Must be that kahuna, or Kohen, is better than a Talmid Chacham. But nowadays, we're doing it because it's a standard practice, so nobody will think about it and say, oh, to be zoyin. This is how we set it up, and that's the way it is. Mizelochen Yamsha Shlomo. The Yamsha Shlomo, however, says, "Call Yerei Shemayim, Yizor Shlo Yeskan." That the person who's Yerei Shemayim should not be the Gabai Likros the Kain Amoritz Lifnei Talmid Chacham Im Yochel Likros Nami Kain Chaver. If you have an option, so the more is still in effect that much. In a case where you could be called up a kohen as a Talmid Chacham in front of the gadol, so that's not such a bizoyin, because they're both bnei chacham, albeit that the Yisrael is of greater stature. Instead, he calls a kohen amoritz in front of the gadol. That's like insulting. That the only person you're comfortable enough calling up this amoritz in front of a gadol, that's improper to do. Now, I do want to point out that even though this applies to Kriyas HaTorah, in regards to a Suda,
we would like to, like the Chayyim explained before, in regards to a suda, since it's not berabim, because I'll not make this takana of being makdim mekayin in front of the Talmud Chacham, so the kohen is allowed to be meichel. And now the once it's not a chiyuv to give the kohen first, we actually apply this rule that a Talmud Chacham goes prior to a kohen. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Aleph in Sif Beis says Halacha L'Maaseh Lo Yakdim Chacham Yisrael L'Kohen Am Oretz L'Varach L'Fanav. A Chacham Yisrael should not be makdim that the Kohen Am Oretz should get the Birchas Hamashon instead of the Gadol. Derech Chacham Mishpat. But he adds it's only if he's doing it because he's obliged to because of a Kiddushka. But the same way I have a right to offer benching to whoever I wish. So the Kohen Amoritz is not worse than anybody else. So I can offer it to him. But this would mean when the person is benching, he has no need to say Rishus HaKohen because he does not need to get Rishus from the Kohen. So let's talk about that Bez Hashem tomorrow, more in tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.